Taking hardly any time off, the Beatles begin rehearsing on December 21st for their Christmas show, which opened on the 24th, featuring Freddie and the Dreamers, British disc jockey Jimmy Savile, Sounds Incorporated, the Yardbirds, Elkie Brooks, and Ray Fell. On the 19th, it's reported that in 1964, four of the seven gold discs awarded in the U.S. were won by the Beatles. With a bit of time off in January, they begin recording the songs to the film Help. In between takes, Paul makes a visit to North Africa and misses Ringo's wedding on February 11th to Maureen Cox. John, wife Cynthia, and George Harrison join the ceremony at Caxton Hall. The next day, reporters converge on Ringo.
Ringo, what do you have to say to all the teenage girls who broke into tears yesterday when they heard the news?
I don't think there was that many, actually, you know. You know, everything seems to go fine. There's only sort of, you know, only a few that are going off the reds.
Where did you propose,
Ringo? In the Ad Lib Club.
Is it in the early hours of the morning, Ringo?
No. Well, yeah, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning.
You weren't on bended knee?
No, I didn't. Sorry about that.
What? How did the honeymoon location leak out?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a fella. Does anyone know? No? Liars.
Is there any place in the world you feel you and Maureen could go when you want to be alone with her and walk outside freely? And where would that be?
I've no idea. Only Vietnam.
On February 18th, Northern Songs becomes a public company, making it the first song publishing company to be quoted on the London Stock Exchange. On February 22nd, the Beatles leave for the Bahamas, not for a holiday, but to begin filming their second movie, called Help. Victor Spinetti tells about the first day of shooting.
The first day was on a yacht. I was playing the mad scientist while I was cutting off Ringo's finger with his machine, but the sand was in the generator. Ringo escapes from me and dives off the yacht into the water. And they had all these people around with shark, looking for sharks, right? And people around to save him, to get him out of the water. So Ringo escapes and dives off this yacht, 30 feet, whatever how many meters that is, I don't know what the hell it is, down into the water. Phew. And then Dick Lesser said, let's do another shot. So Ringo shivering and everything because it was bloody cold. And then he said, could we do another shot? And then the third time, Ringo said, do we have to do it again? And Dick said, well, I'd like another one. Why? He said, well, because I can't swim. And the director went white. He said, why on earth didn't you tell me? But he said, well, I didn't like to say.
Derek Taylor, who was at the time working for a Los Angeles radio station, interviews the Beatles during the filming.
The script has been completely rewritten.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
And are you still able to put in little phrases that you would use?
Yes.
Is there a title for it yet?
No.
Oh, no.
Derek.
Provisional title.
What are your plans for the rest of the year, Paul? As Beatles, not as individuals.
We've got to... We finish the film. It takes 3 months to do the film. We finish it. And then, I think, then there's tours and things then. We're going on a European tour. That's in Europe. And then then an American tour comes after that.
That's later in America.
It's in America, right again.
On April 9th, Parlophone releases the ninth Beatles single, A Ticket to Ride, backed with Yes It Is. If anyone had any reservations about the strength and vitality of the Beatles as songwriters or musicians, they were quickly reassured with the release of this one. John wrote most of it and sings lead vocal. Paul plays bass and lead guitar. Ringo surprised some people with his excellent drumming on the track.